welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Edith, this is my dad, Noah, and every week for 5 years now, we've been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about really anything we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about food.
What about it?
So we're going to talk about our favorite recipes, things we like to make, desserts, side dishes, main dishes.
Okay.
All sorts of things.
Your hair, by the way, is really long.
Yeah.
Wow. Looks nice.
Thank you.
All right. Really long. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that Eden's hair is really long.
If not, it's like, I don't know where to
anyway,
say.
Anyway, so what inspired this?
Well, I like to do stuff in the kitchen, even though I don't do it often. But I want to do more. But
yeah, it's just tough with the schedule. Yeah.
But I was making dessert last night, and that was fun. We had this chocolate dipping set from Trader Joe's, which I recommend you all get if you like chocolate and cake and all sorts of stuff. But it was where you had you had to buy graham crackers, but we already had them. Graham crackers, then there's melted chocolate. There is milk and dark chocolate, so we mix them, but that's...
I did not realize right, it was milk and dark. So there's four things inside. You need to learn how to just get to the point here and explain
I really do.
So there are four things inside. There's a package of milk chocolate, there's a package of dark chocolate, and then there are two small packages of
sprinkles.
Great. And then it just gives you the instructions on melting, and then you use your own things to dip. Done.
Yes.
We had graham crackers, that's
what
we used, and some strawberries, and a little bit of banana. That's what we used. Okay, continue.
Okay, that was a much better explanation. So that was really fun. I liked decorating.
You also need to speak up, Ethan.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. I really liked decorating and dipping and making it a masterpiece.
Yeah, it looked nice.
Yeah. If I made a sandwich, a sprinkle sandwich.
Which you ate half of. Because it was just too much.
But it was still worth it.
Okay.
It was worth the half I ate.
Why did we get, did we buy that?
No, they were giving it out in line for free.
At Trader Joe's?
Yeah. There was a lady who was there with a whole cart of them.
Uh-huh.
And this happened twice. And she was just walking around with them. Here, do you want? Do you want?
That's nice. Did anyone say no?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Interesting.
They're free.
And then we also made, you like pickled onions.
Yeah, we made
those. So we made pickled onions today. But we didn't have a jar that would soak them all at once, so they're in a larger Tupperware, so I keep shaking them to mix them around a little bit.
They were pretty good.
They were pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
And now, because I oftentimes think, all right, would other kids have the same snack or meal that you had? So you just had a snack of...
It was a mission.
Of carrots and hummus. And then a bowl of pickled onions. And then
vegan
jerky, which was a bacon flavor and a lemon flavor.
Lemon teriyaki.
Yeah, and I just told you before you go out to dinner, you just need to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing's falling down.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you love pickled onions.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
They're
really good. And I like pickled onions.
They're really good in a poke bowl.
Agreed.
Especially if you have it with like tuna or salmon, and then you have some seaweed salad and some mango, and then you have the pickled onion, maybe some cucumbers.
Would you add edamame beans in there?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
And then you have sushi rice. That's really good.
Now, would you put a sauce on it? Just a little bit of soy sauce or no sauce?
You know that sauce that they have at the restaurants, like the poke bowl. They put it on sometimes on the side.
Is it like a hoisin?
Soy sauce. It's like hoisin and soy sauce a little bit.
Okay.
But not that much hoisin.
But it's a brown sauce.
Yeah. That's good.
But it's saltier, more salty than sweet.
It's soy sauce with hoisin, I think, but just a tiny, tiny bit.
Okay.
It's good.
When you were younger, really before you had things after school,
yeah,
you would help make dinner a bunch. And now it's just, not because you don't want to, as you said, just schedule just doesn't work out oftentimes. You come home, you have activities after school, come home, do homework, and one of us is making dinner. So what would you like to be making, maybe not just you, but what would you like to be making more of at home? And
oh, we also made pesto yesterday.
Yeah, so we have the arrow garden in the kitchen.
Sorry, I just mentioned that.
And we made walnuts pesto.
Yes, that was good.
go like this. Something on your chin. Yeah, we made walnut. So we toasted some walnuts. We had basil, mm-hmm. Parmesan, olive oil, lemon juice.
Yeah.
So mom is vegan. So we eat pretty much vegetarian at home. Well, mom eats vegan, but, and then sometimes we'll have fish, the two of us. But we really don't have red meat, chicken much. But anyway, are there certain things that you'd like to be making more of at home? Like, do you have a favorite one, like a favorite meal or a favorite meal or two? If it was up to you, would we have pasta, some sort of pasta every night? Oh, yeah,
I was going to say, personally, like every kid, I love pasta.
Okay.
Or like most people.
Yes.
I love Italian food. So I like that stuff.
So of the pastas that we make, give me a few that you would like to have more often, if time wasn't a issue.
Honestly?
Yes, always honestly.
No, I know. This is a random thing, but sometimes I could just go for, spaghetti and meatballs, but vegan, or you don't like those, though.
Yeah, I do. I don't like them with the whole wheat pasta. Gives me a stomach ache.
Oh. So we could have regular pasta.
Great.
And then regular spaghetti with,
with meatballs.
With meatballs and just red sauce and cheese and then some vegetable on the side.
Okay.
What kind sometimes of what I could vegetable just, on the side? Sometimes I could just go for that.
Okay.
Classic.
And what vegetable on the side?
I feel like a zucchini would go nice with that, even though I don't like zucchini.
Just like
a zucchini.
Roasted zucchini on the side?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
You could have like zucchini and eggplant.
Okay. What is our usual rotation of
pasta?
No, vegetables on the side, would you say?
Kale.
And that's your favorite. Kale. Cold kale with lemon is your favorite.
It's just good.
Lemon, olive oil, salt, and just massage together.
Yeah.
That's your favorite. Okay.
Broccoli.
Roasted broccoli. Roasted broccoli. See, when we were kids, it wasn't a thing to roast anything. It was just steamed.
I won't eat anything steamed.
Right, so roasted broccoli, yes. Roasted broccoli is good.
Roasted broccoli. We have asparagus a lot.
Roasted asparagus, yeah.
We also have bok choy. We've been starting to have that a little more. No, not broccoli. Really? Wait, what? Wait, never mind. What is that thing called? Oh, broccolini.
Oh, broccolini.
That's what good. It is.
Yeah.
Not bok choy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like bok choy.
Yeah, broccolini. Or if we have a stir fry, it's a bunch of.
We have a lot of mushrooms.
Mushrooms, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So other pastas that.
Other pastas. Oh.
So there's a, and these are all vegan dishes. Yeah. And there's a bunch of just different, but you don't have to make them vegan either. No. There's the mushroom pasta is excellent. Which is like a cream sauce.
Yeah.
The vegetable bolognese is very good. Just a plain mushroom walnut bolognese is very easy to make and good.
Also very good is if you have pasta with white sauce. What's white sauce?
What, like, just like olive oil and lemon and some lemon, water? And some pasta water?
Butter.
Okay, yeah.
Like if you put that stuff with some shrimp is good.
Yes, that is
and
good.
And then also if you have pasta with, what's it called? Shrimp and... pesto, that's good too.
Yes, that is good.
If you need any ideas.
I like that. And that's pretty easy.
Talk about our pasta. Talk about our the best pasta.
Which one?
The one we make with the feta. Oh, that, yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay, so we make this pasta.
Well, hold on. So
you
hold on
make
a second.
It.
One second.
Sorry.
I heard recently that this was a TikTok thing, and I didn't know that.
Oh.
But.
Well, I like it.
Yeah, and I didn't.
I didn't find it from TikTok.
Right, well, you're not on it anyway. But I didn't know it, and it is just, we had, so as a kid, and don't make a face, my favorite quick meal that my mom used to make was cottage cheese and noodles. And it was just macaroni noodles, cottage cheese, and black pepper. And it was great. And so you don't like cottage cheese, or yogurt, or anything. So I thought, what else? What could be the equivalent? So we baked a block.
No, that was not how it happened.
What do you mean? Just a quick meal.
Yeah, but that wasn't how you thought of it.
This is not what happened. This is what it reminded me of.
Okay, but that wasn't what happened. That wasn't how we made it.
Hmm.
Here's what happened. We found this baked feta recipe. And we made it. And then I was like, then I said, we should put this in a pasta. And then you said, maybe we could add some spinach to it.
Oh.
That's how it happened.
Okay. So it's just a block of feta with olive oil, pepper, and thyme on it.
Yeah.
And then
bake, olive oil.
Yeah. Bake that and then use that as the sauce once that gets soft. Mix in pasta really and add some spinach. I put in tomatoes last time. Yeah, add some spinach and it's excellent.
That's really
and
good.
That's a quick, inexpensive, easy meal to make.
Yeah, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. The meat substitute chunk foods is the best.
That's really
good. If you're ever out in a market and you see chunk foods in the freezer section, just get it and trust us. Just you see it, get it.
It's good. Believe there's a us. Bunch of different types. All of them are good.
And they're so easy to make, and it is. It's not. You won't feel like you're eating fake meat. Trust me. Just try it once.
Okay.
Okay. What about going?
Oh, I like tacos, by the way.
Yeah, tacos are good. Yeah, tacos are good. What about like when we go out to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Which really isn't that often. But when we go out to eat, what are some of your first choices for cuisine? Not just a dish, but what do you want to eat when we go out?
Well, can I change up your question a tiny, tiny bit? I'll eat whatever, pretty much.
Go ahead. Yep.
So I don't like Indian food that much. I don't like curry.
Okay.
That's too not spicy? My thing. No, I just don't like it.
Oh, not the flavors. Okay.
But I'll go cuisine by cuisine that I like, and I'll say what I always get.
Okay.
But then I'll say like what I prefer.
I know where you're gonna start. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'll start with actually Japanese.
Oh.
I knew he would say something else. So.
You thought you were gonna say Thai food.
Yes.
Gotcha.
We'll go there next. Okay, so sushi. I always get miso soup, and a salmon avocado roll and a tuna roll.
And usually that miso soup comes from an entree that the miso soup will come with an entree, and I'll give you my miso soup.
Yes, very generously.
That's what dads do.
Yes.
Moms would do it also.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Okay.
Yeah. And I once tried a spicy tuna roll, but I regretted changing my order because I didn't like it.
So you get salmon, avocado.
And regular tuna.
Gotcha.
Then at a Thai food place, I don't think I've ever actually gotten anything else, but I like pad Thai.
Mm-hmm. This is like when I used to go to a Mexican restaurant when I was a kid, and I would just get a cheese quesadilla, and that was it. And I never got anything else as a kid. And grandma,
like a cheese quesadilla.
And grandma and grandpa just, and I used to ask them, like, why did you let me just eat a cheese quesadilla? Like, well, why wouldn't we just? It was, you liked it, so, and you were happy at dinner, so why wouldn't we? I said, yeah, but it's such a waste. Oh, no, because we're all out together, and it was enjoyable. And then we started going somewhere else. That was at a place called El Sombrero.
Okay.
So funny. And then we started going somewhere else, and I started getting shrimp fajitas. And they were very
That's
good.
A lot more sophisticated.
I guess so. I guess I must have grown up.
Yes. and then... What else do I
do? What would you get at a Mexican restaurant?
At a Mexican restaurant? I did get some sort of... I got last time... We went to a Mexican restaurant last weekend. No. Yeah, last weekend for lunch. It was really good in Soho. And I got chicken tacos. They were very good.
Did they pickled onions in them?
No.
No.
It was like some... I actually don't remember what was in them. Huh. There was definitely rice and beans on the side, though.
Okay.
But just refried beans.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, wait. Then, oh, Italian food. Okay, so there's these two places in the city. There's a restaurant. What's the restaurant chain called? Frank?
Yeah, Frank. It's up
Yeah, but what's the chain?
There's not a chain. It's not. There's not.
No, the restaurant group. Sorry.
I don't think it's called something.
Oh, okay.
Just the same family owns Frank Supper. Little Frankie's and Frankie's 17, I believe.
Okay. Well, I've only been to two of them. I've been to Frank and...
Supper,
right. So...
Been around for about 25 years.
I don't know if you can get both of them at Supper, but you can definitely get both of them at Frank. Great restaurant. So, at Frank, the first time I went there, I got this mushroom pasta. So good.
Mushroom tagliatelle, yeah.
Creamy, mushrooms, cheese, perfect. Then
but not cream like an Alfredo sauce cream. It was more like rich with the mushroom juices and some butter and cheese.
At supper, I got this lemon spaghetti. And you're probably saying, oh, it's just lemon spaghetti. Like, what? Like, not worth whatever it costs. I don't know. But it's so good. It's so lemony, and it's so cheesy, and it's
just so perfect. Great. It's almost like you should, if you could, go, and you can order everything else, and just have one lemon spaghetti for, if you go out with two other people, like, have it for the table, and everyone can just share that also.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Why not? You don't get enough of it?
Yeah, because I would eat the whole thing.
Now you can get your own. It is.
It's so good. That's like perfect pasta.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Frank and Supper are both all homemade pastas, cash only type places. They're great.
Really good.
Yeah, they are terrific.
Terrific. What other cuisine? Oh, Chinese food.
Chinese food, yeah.
I really like vegetable lo mein, and I like wonton soup occasionally. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much all I get. There's this really good place in New York called Little Alleys. They make really
Szechuan place, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. But they make a different type of lo mein. It's a lot thicker. It's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
So if you want to change it up a little, that's a good place.
Okay, is there anything...
What about you? Wait, you didn't say any things you liked.
Yeah, all the same things.
Okay.
And I will eat anything at a restaurant. I'll just lean towards things that we couldn't make here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's... But it has just become so expensive to eat at restaurants that it, to me, it just has to be more about like who you're with, the experience, that kind of thing. I mean, the food's going to be good, but it's almost like the food has to be even, has to like blow my mind now because of it just
like, does that expensive. Lemon pasta blow your
oh,
mind?
Oh, of course it does. Yes.
Yes. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad food blows your mind.
Okay. So... The book you have here, can you give a little bit of background?
Okay, so this is this is Spy School Blackout. It's the 13th book in the series called Spy School, and it's by Stuart Gibbs, great author. If you know James Ponti, he's really good friends with him, and he dedicated one of his Space Case books, which is another series, to... No, wait. He dedicated one of his books
We've talked about Stuart Gibbs.
No, that was James Ponti dedicated one to Stuart Gibbs.
But we've talked about Stuart Gibbs before.
Yeah, well, yes. Whatever.
The City Spy series, The Frame, Vanished, Trapped.
That's James Ponti.
I'm sorry, right. The Charlie Thorne
series.
And Fun Jungle.
Fun Jungle,
And then Spy School.
So, this is 13th book. 14th is coming out next year this time, in case... I was wondering. We went to a book signing. This came out October 7th.
This week, yeah.
Yeah. So we went to a book signing in New York, and I got my book signed.
Where just the impromptu. I saw that he was going to be there at Books of Wonder, and yeah, awesome. You got to see one of your favorite authors yesterday, which is very cool. So you have not finished this book, let's be honest.
No.
You read but the first 40 pages while we were waiting for the event to start yesterday.
I literally have like 30 pages left.
And it's you've really liked it?
It's so good. It's another mystery. Well, sorry, they're all mysteries. But they each take place in a different place around the world. This one takes place in Indonesia.
And it's a bunch of kids in a CIA program?
Yeah, they were training in their facility. Actually, I don't want to spoil anything.
But that's the basis.
That's
of
the
all
basis.
Of them, right?
They're kid CIA agents, basically, in training. But you don't. Okay, so Stuart Gibbs says you don't actually really have. He tries to make them so you don't have to start from the beginning. But personally, I would recommend you start from the beginning because you get a lot more knowledge, and I always find it better that you follow a series. Don't start in the middle.
Would you, if there was a, do you think that would make for a good TV series?
Yeah, I think it might. Not a movie. I don't think this would make a good movie.
But a good TV series.
A good TV series.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that we got to see him yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little food talk, book talk. Helps because, or which makes sense because you oftentimes read while you're having a snack.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we can finish this up and you can get back to reading.
Yeah. Right. I'm glad we talked about food. It's a different topic we don't usually talk about.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Good talk.
I love you.